By the time the Cold War had finally ended, it had consumed one-fifth of the nation's existence. For 43 years, the United States and the Soviet Union stared at each other across the nuclear abyss, and all they could see was a reflection of themselves. The Berlin airlift, the Korean War, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the space race, Vietnam, detente, Reagan, solidarity, Gorbachev.
Tear down this wall.
The tales of these earth-shaking milestones have always been told as a series of individual events, completely apart from each other. But they weren't individual events. They were individual threads in the tapestry of the apocalypse that did not happen. And because they're all part of the same ongoing story, they need to be treated that way. I didn't see the whole of the Cold War in person, but I certainly saw enough of it to have lived, as we all did, in a world with no future. In 12 epic installments, we will walk ourselves forward through World War III. I'm Bill Whittle, and this is The Cold War, What We Saw.